Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Healness. I'm your host, Damon Hammack. And today's podcast is going to be about the positive sides of mental illness. I know that sounds crazy as hell, but bear with me. So if this is your first time tuning in to the podcast, my name is Damon. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I've been dealing with it my whole life, but I've been aware of it the last 2 years. I've been going to therapy, and this is my story on how I deal with it day in and day out to help you or help someone else that might be dealing with something similar. So pretty much, like I said, today's episode is going to be on the positive sides of mental illness. I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me right here, y'all. The positive side is that you can use my mental illness to help better my life, because I don't know if y'all know about narcissistic personality disorder. I'll be calling it NPD from this point on. NPD causes you to think you better than people, have delusions of grandeur, and have a false sense of identity, false sense of self, and things like that. But it also causes you to always want more and to never be satisfied. So what I've done here recently, since I've been in therapy and I've done Tony Robbins' Personal Power 2 and things like that, what I've learned recently is that the hardest battle in life is to fight against yourself, to fight against your nature. So if you can take your natural nature, my mental illness, NPD, and use it to your benefit, then why not do it? Because my natural nature, my NPD, causes me to, I feel like I have a superpower sometimes. Like, I literally can fit into any crowd because I care so much about what people think. I can fit into any crowd. I can talk to anybody about anything, and I can blend in. So that makes me a chameleon. I love being a fucking chameleon. I love blending into different crowds, different organizations, different societies and things like that. So that's what I love about my affliction. So if you, like I said, if you can find a positive in any negative, then what can stop you? I know, like I said, if you're dealing with mental illness, not necessarily NPD or any kind of other mental illness, it can be tough just getting out of the fucking bed. It can be tough fucking just dealing with your day-to-day interactions. Because the emotion you feel the most, that I feel the most, is anger, is rage. It takes me a while to get there, but when that fucking switch is flipped, I'm a totally different person. And it is like rage incarnate. It's just like, I don't know, all the balled up bullshit that happened my whole life, all the stuff I've been dealing with, all of it comes out in the forefront. And it's like, me personally, I take a step back and somebody else takes control. Like, I can see what's going on, but I can't stop it. Like, sometimes you just can't control it. Like, the other inner me, doesn't ever go over the edge and try to kill anybody or anything like that. But it's just hard to control and maintain that level to where you're not doing any kind of damage to anybody else. I mean, doing any damage to yourself, mainly. So that's what I say. It's once you learn to hone in on who you are and what you really want in life, once you find your purpose, it can be powerful. It can be cathartic. Like, it can give you a reason to go on, a reason to live, a reason to get out of your depression, to get out of your funk, to get out of your suicidal thoughts, to get out of the low that you're in right now, get out of the rut that you might be in. You have the power to do it. I have the power to do it. Trust me, I am living proof. My income has went up $20,000 every year for the last 2 or 3 years, just based on me wanting more out of life. And I haven't even been trying hard, y'all. Wait till I try hard. Like, I'm one of the type of people that whenever I put my mind to, I'm going to fucking do it, because I'm a narcissist and I hate failure. I hate being judged. I hate people looking at me in a negative light. So my drive is crazy. My fucking want is crazy. My needs are crazy. Like, and I'm pretty sure if you listen to this, if you've gotten this far into this podcast, if this is not your first one of my podcasts, then you can attest to this as well. When I'm down, I'm down. Like, that's one of the things I've been struggling with my whole life, is that when you get down with a mental illness, it's hard as fuck to get back up. So what I've learned to do now is just kind of go with the flow of being down. Like when I'm down, I don't want to make phone calls. I don't want to do anything. I don't really want to leave the house. So what I've learned now is to just do little small stuff so I won't be too far behind when I'm up. Because when I'm up, when I'm in a high, when I'm manic, I get shit done. You know what I mean? So I try to focus my down days. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get shit done today because I'm in a down. But if I'm not going to get anything done, I'm going to get as much done as possible. If you understand what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to get as much of the little bullshit done that I can do when I'm down. I'm going to get that done so it'll eliminate the next day's shit. So I'm not as stressed the next day. So I'm not as, you know what I mean? So I'm not as taken aback the next day. So I'm not as overwhelmed the next day, or the next 2 days, the next 3 days. So I can kind of keep my pathway flowing. So when I'm up and I'm working, I'm running. When I'm down, I'm sitting down. I'm just like, okay, let me send a few emails back. Let me do this right here. Let me just not fall completely behind and let me dig myself out of the rut. Because what I've been doing my whole life is digging myself holes and not blaming myself. I've been blaming the shovel. And that's how, and that's a fucked up way of thinking, y'all. You cannot blame the shovel for digging the hole. It's you. You have the shovel. You've been digging this hole. It's time to dig yourself out of it. It's time to dig ourselves out of it. Because you're not broken. You're just damaged. And you can put yourself back together. But like I said, most mental illnesses don't have a cure. They never really pinpoint the cause of it. Sometimes it's just a wire loose. Sometimes it's childhood trauma. And that's what therapy has let me learn. I don't have like necessarily childhood trauma. Well, I do. Not childhood like abuse or anything like that. Like my trauma has came from like fucking daddy issues and always wanted to be wanted by my dad and whatever, and just being rejected my whole life by him and things like that. So I think because I look like him, I think when I look in the mirror and people say that I look like him, it gets on my nerves, because like I always wanted to be better than him. Like, okay, if I can't get your attention, I'm gonna fucking be better than you in every way possible. So when people do find out that who I am to you, they're like, damn, he did way better than you. And that's a fucking fucked up way of thinking, y'all. But that's just how my mind works, and that's how I fucking been motivating myself these last few years. And when that motivation ran out, when I realized that I've done more than he can ever do in his life, I was like, okay, what next? And I got down on myself. And then my wife came at me, attacked me. I mean, she didn't attack me. I attacked her one night, not physically, mentally, verbally, how we do. And she called me a narcissist. And then from that point on, my life has fucking changed up. My life has been developed a different way. I've been going on a different path, and I love it. You know, I love how I feel. I love how strong I am right now. I love the way my life is going, because even though I'm mentally ill, I'm not fucking mentally broken. I'm damaged a little bit, but I'm putting myself together piece by piece every day. Every day I'm getting a little bit better every day. Every day is a different struggle, a different battle, but I'm ready. I get up. I'm mentally preparing myself to deal with this struggle, to deal with this battle. So I'm weaponizing I'm gathering my weapons and stuff like that for my battle to fucking continue on to fight every day, because my kids deserve more than I do. And if you're a narcissist or anybody with personality disorder and you have children, your life is different with them. We treasure them. So we want them to be perfect in any way. And if something is wrong with them mentally, physically, speech wise, it hurts you more than it hurts the normal person. So we're like, why can't my kids be perfect? So I'm fucked up. Why can't my kids be perfect? So it bothers you. So, and that's a different topic for a different day. I'll go over that tomorrow. We'll go over narcissism and mental disorders in kids tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow. But like I said, right now, no matter what mental illness that you have, I promise you, you can come back from it. You can fight through it. I'm not different than anybody else. I'm just, I've just fallen on different circumstances. I'm finding my purpose in life, and it has helped me to kind of hone in to fucking use this shit as a weapon. You know what I mean? Wait. But yeah, it's just a different fight every day, and I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to battle. I'm ready to do everything I can do every single day to make my life better, to make your life better. So you got to be willing to do it. You have to be willing to fight. I mean, you're going to have to battle regardless. Whether you wake up or not, every day you wake up, you're going to have a different battle. Whether you fight that battle and whether you win that battle is completely up to you. Sometimes you're going to lose, but most of the times you win. You mean, they say a spaceship on the way to the moon is off course 98% of the time. Is that 2% of the time that you own course that is 2% of the time that you own course that makes the difference? So, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short today. I know it's only 10 minutes. I'll be back tomorrow with a longer podcast. We've got some events lined up tonight. And I know my friend's about to call me and mess my recording up. But anyways, I love y'all. Contact me. Reach out to me with questions. My Facebook name is Demond Hammock. You can send me a message. Add me as a friend. Follow me on there. It is D-E-M-O-N-D space H-A-M-M-O-C-K. Find me on there. Send me a message. We'll bash this thing out together. I love y'all. Peace.